You are near the end of the accessible trail on the second of three wooden platforms that overlook the waterfalls of Dingman's Creek. On the far side of this platform, the trail has stairs down the steep bank before becoming a mostly flat trail again and leading to Fomer Falls. There are two horizontal interpretive panels on this platform located against the railings. When facing the creek, one panel is on the right side, the other is on the left. This platform overlooks Factory Falls from the north side of the creek. These amazing waterfalls create their own microclimates. The misty air is cool and moist in these zones. Clinging to the moist rock that the creek has cut through, you'll find specially adapted vegetation like ferns and mosses. The ruins of Joseph Brooks' 19th century woolen mill, built with native stone, are to your left and slightly down the stairs from where you stand now. The 10-foot-tall stone walls, now speckled with moss and ferns, are all that remain. The ground is fairly flat until you near the creek, where the water has cut deep into the rock, making the terrain very steep. The forest here is dominated by mature hemlock trees. The thick forest canopy keeps sunlight from reaching the ground. Only shade-hardy plants like young hemlock trees, rhododendron, and some grasses make up the thin plant life of the forest floor. The first 3-foot by 2-foot panel on the right when facing the creek features a full-color photo of a waterfall with a close-up photo of a waterfall next to the exposed bedrock and native plants that thrive in the moist microclimate created by waterfalls. Two inset photos show native plant species and are captioned,
"Waterfall mist waters plants living on rocks below the falls and at the stream's edge. In a spray zone microclimate, rare mosses, ferns, and liverworts grip the rocks, surviving on the constant moisture."
The main text of the panel reads,
"In the zone, the tumbling water grinds away bedrock to create distinctive ecological habitats that support special plants. Water cascading over ledges onto rocks below creates splash and spray zones that are cooled by the deep shade from the surrounding cliffs and ravine. Rare mosses, ferns, and liverworts tolerate the shade, grip the rocks, and thrive in these cool, wet microclimates. Stay on marked trails around the falls for your safety and to protect this sensitive environment."
Text inset in the lower right corner of the panel reads,
"There are at least 8 places in this national park where you can view waterfalls."
The second 3-foot by 2-foot horizontal panel on the left when facing the creek features a large black and white historical photo of the Brooks Woolen Mill with tourists walking near the creek. It is captioned,
"The abandoned Brooks Woolen Mill was a picturesque ruin when George W. Childs designed his park."
On the right side of the panel is text that reads,
"Harnessing the creek. Before steam or gas engines, people relied on water to generate power. Falling water spun turbines to provide power to all sorts of machines. Water-powered mills could grind flour, sawwood, or even pulp paper. Dingman's Creek boasted a dozen mills at its peak. Here at Factory Falls, the Brooks family ran a bustling woolen mill from 1823 to 1832, a rarity outside of big cities. You can see ruins of the mill in front of you."
Under the text is another historical photo of the mill with a color graphic showing how the power of water was harnessed to provide power to the mill. It is captioned,
"Water traveled from a head race upstream of Factory Falls, down a flume through the foundation walls to spin the turbine that powered the mill's machinery. Water exited the mill through the tail race to rejoin the creek downstream.